In House Matters this week, Jamaican troops in Dominica to support hurricane recovery. Prime Minister says women to be included in next intake of National Service Corps recruits. And Finance Minister provides update on public sector reform initiatives. The government committed the equivalent of $100,000 each to the redevelopment funds for Antigua and Barbuda and Dominica following the devastation caused by Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced the support in Parliament Tuesday while advising that the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, has deployed its 120-man Disaster Assistance Response Team, DART, to Dominica to assist with recovery efforts. The Prime Minister indicated that the team will assist with security and distribution of relief supplies, the provision of limited medical care, conducting damage assessments, recovery planning, basic engineering work, and logistics management. Additionally, the government has committed to providing Dominica with a 4-man technical and advisory support team to be led by Colonel Jamie Ogilvie of the Jamaica Defence Force.
Jamaica has always leaned forward to help our neighbours in need, and alongside the ODPM, the JDF has always delivered this capability on behalf of the people and government of Jamaica. Jamaica takes its role in the Caribbean seriously, and we will help as much as we can from whatever little we have. I again urge all of us to continue to be prepared at every level as our hurricane season continues through November.
Prime Minister Holness praised private sector-led and individual efforts to provide assistance to regional countries affected by the recent hurricanes. And all Jamaicans requesting evacuation assistance from hurricane-ravaged eastern Caribbean islands have returned home. That's the word from Prime Minister Andrew Holness. He told Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives that some 200 Jamaicans were airlifted home from the affected territories where they were based, including the Turks and Caicos and British Virgin Islands, at a cost of $50 million. Mr. Holness said several persons have opted to remain in those countries to assist with recovery and rebuilding efforts, citing the gesture as commendable and reflective of the Jamaican spirit. He advised that they have, however, sent their children back to Jamaica to continue their education, consequent on the resulting disruption in the education system. The Jamaica Defence Force will begin training another 250 recruits to the Jamaica National Service Corps, JNSC, come November. The JNSC is a critical component of the JDF's employment and engagement strategy, as well as the Prime Minister's Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment Hope Initiative. The first batch of recruits to the JNSC, comprising 232 privates and two potential officers, recently completed 13 weeks of intense training, which represents phase one of the five-phase, year-long program.
In November, the JDF will welcome another 250 new recruits. And while the first intake of recruits had no women, we will certainly have women in the next intake.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The National Service Corps is the new intake mechanism for the JDF, whereby a total of 1,000 persons will be recruited annually and trained over a one-year period in military, vocational, and broader life skills. And Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw has provided an update on the government's public sector reform efforts. He was responding to questions by Member of Parliament for Kingston Central, Ronald Thwaites. Minister Shaw says an operating model for shared legal services has been developed for the public sector and is being implemented. He adds that operating models are being crafted for other proposed shared areas.
These areas are human resources management, finance and accounts, asset management, procurement, information technology services, and public relations and communications.
In relation to pension reform, Minister Shaw informed that proposed legislation is before the Senate for consideration, while a working group has been established to conduct discussions with the unions representing public sector workers. The discussions center on matters concerning the administration of the pension reform program. And that's it for this edition of House Matters. Do join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.